Hello, friends. I'm your host, Annette Weiser. And with me today is a mover and shaker in St. Pete in the Edge, Nicole Waters. She is the founder of Amplify Women Tampa Bay. Welcome back, Nicole.
Always a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Nicole, you had a huge conference in August, and you're going to tell us today about the takeaway, and you have some of the sponsors and participants there. So take it away, my friend.
Excellent. Well, thank you for this opportunity to share with the community the tremendous amount of impact that we experienced as a community. We had more than 11 workshops, three different non-for-profits, community leaders, and business owners all collaborating in a room. And it was beautiful in the way that we were able to put people in a room together that would not have otherwise been able to collaborate and learn. And one of the best testimonies that I received is a young woman who was making a transition from corporate to entrepreneurship. And she said she felt like she walked in really questioning her identity with her new transition into walking out as a CEO. And I thought, wow, how empowering and how much more focus she had walking out. So just that was one testimony that I received. It.
So you had 120 women, business owners. That's amazing. And community leaders. It was at the James Museum. Is that right?
Correct.
The nonprofits were Ready for Life, Museum of Motherhood, and Girls Rock are very delightful people. And Orlando Health sponsored a VIP dinner at Bonu. And this is the third annual summit. We'll return next August. So let us know a little bit about your takeaways and also introduce us to one of the people who participated, and then we'll be talking to one of the sponsors.
Yeah, I would say the biggest takeaway for me as the event coordinator and producer and planner is that I'm really learning that I create organic spaces for people to come together. I learned very quickly not to try to over-curate or structure the space, because when you are able to give people the agency to make it their own and take from what it is they need, really beautiful things blossom from that. And so I've actually let go of a lot of curated things in order to let the people who collect and collaborate, make it their own.
So what kinds of questions did people come with and what kinds of answers? And then I want to introduce Carolyn Madley with a Life is Too Short for Boring Brownies. And we're going to hear from her. But what were on people's women's minds this summer?
I think it was really, how do we overcome some barriers in regards to funding or just locating the tools that they need? As you know, AI has been a big topic. So what are the entry points for AI? What are some of the barriers that can be overcome by AI? We also introduced topics such as trademarking and public speaking and wealth management. And so there was a lot of questions, and hopefully our workshop hosts resolved some of those for our participants. So at this time, one of our participants who's actually been with us for a couple of years, Caroline, has been amazing at showcasing her business and showing us how she's utilizing the tools of this community to grow her business. So we're really excited to have you here with us.
Yes, thank you so much for having me here today. It's a pleasure. So I'm Caroline Madley. I own Mad Mama Bakes. It's a gourmet brownie business based here in St. Pete. And yeah, as Nicole said, I attended the last two Amplify summits. They were both incredible. I was there as both a vendor and a participant. Meant I could get my brownies out to the world, but also it's just such an uplifting space to be in. It's really, yeah. You really feel like you're part of a community. What Nicole has built is just a very, very community focused of women empowerment. It just feel like you're a part of something great when you're there. And it's an inspiration to see all of those women in business and aspire to be as successful as these people.
What are some of the tools that you've utilized in making your business a success, Caroline?
So I really took the chance to network there. So I've made some great connections at Amplify. I've also been made aware of sort of the free sessions and coaching services that are really available within St. Pete's.
Yeah, I think the most important aspect of what we did with Amplify Women Tampa Bay is eliminate that barrier of being siloed and feeling like you have to do it on your own, and really exposing all of the resources that we share with each other. And it could be by becoming aware of an entrepreneurial resource organization like the Greenhouse, or it could be a connection to someone who could benefit from your product or service. So
it also extends beyond the silos of industries. So talk a little bit about that, about the fact that you met people from different industries and you can borrow tools from that. And Nicole, talk a little bit about how that's been a goal of yours, is to mix up the businesses.
So I specifically had this event at the James Museum because I wanted to create a creative thinking process, right? And really put people in an environment that they're not typically in so that we were thinking differently. And I also encourage different industries to talk about how they're approaching the same barriers from different perspectives. And that was really enlightening, because where people, I think, were feeling that they were getting to a point where they couldn't go much further with the solution that they were trying to provide, they were able to say, wow, if we just make this small shift over here, we could go that much further ahead. But they were just so siloed in the perspective that they were approaching that challenge with, that it was limiting. And that was dissolved quickly at the summit.
Carolyn, for you, a lot of different age groups, women with different experience. What were you doing before you launched this fabulous tasting? By the way, the scent of these brownies. Tim and I, our producer, we can't wait to nosh on those in a bit. But oh my God, these are amazing. But what for you, you know, different ages, different groups. What were you doing before you launched this? And what have you learned from Nicole and Amplify Women that helped you grow this business?
So before I launched Mad Mama Bakes, me and my husband moved over from the UK a couple of years ago. In the UK, I was working in finance, actually. So a very different field, different background. Moved over here and the community was just so welcoming. Amplify 2024 was my first event, actually, with Mad Mama Bakes. And it's just been incredible from there.
Wonderful. Nicole, do you want to introduce one of the people who helped make this happen?
Absolutely. My dear friend, Stacia from Bay First, and talk about community collaboration. Thank you so much for being here. And thank you to Bay First for just always showing up and supporting women in our community.
Absolutely. Bay First has been involved now 2 years with Amplify Women Tampa Bay. And it's an absolute pleasure. As a community partner with Amplify, the summit this year was part summit, part collaboration with networking powerhouses. Yeah. But more importantly, it was really a community celebration. Yeah. I was amazed at who you had involved in the summit. I did not know that we had the caliber of entrepreneurs and executives in the Tampa Bay region. The engineers that you had up on the stage, these young professional engineers that had worked for NASA and now are out on their own, shocked me. And I did not know that they were from our area. And the fact that they were able to come out and share their stories to the St. Petersburg audience simply amazed me.
Let me just mention some of those people. Nicole, Denise Marsh, correct? Elisa Caro, Grace Lager, Roxana Colorado, Olivia Alatori. I believe you had Helen French as well.
I did. Absolutely.
How do you do that? How do you grab these great women? And then I want to hear what you think those women represent to women like Caroline and other either first comers or, you know, returning.
Yeah, it is very important to me to have diversity. Diversity in topics, approaches, people. And so, again, when curating the event, I wanted to make sure that it was inclusive, and that people felt like they were able to see, you know, people like them, but also things that they could aspire to. So you heard me say earlier, creative thinking is very important to me. I think as a leader, as a decision maker, you always need to think creatively. And so I had the opportunity to be introduced to Helen, actually thanks to Stacia. Mm-hmm. And Helen was very quick to participate in the fact that she understands art and the impact on how people think, but how people physically show up, and ran us through.
As a dancer.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And she ran us through an exercise that was physically moving on day too. And I think really got people thinking differently as a result of that.
And, you know, when you talk about amplifying women, here is Caroline, who came from finance and is obviously in your passion project. Stasha, who has made a huge difference in the community. You, Nicole, involved with The Edge and everything else. But what I think is really amazing is Helen French is now the executive director for the Arts Alliance. So it seems like full circle around. Caroline, I want to ask you this for a minute. Has St. Pete been welcoming to you as a person and transplant and as a woman business owner?
Yes, St. Pete absolutely has been so welcoming. It's something that came as a really big surprise to me, actually, when we moved here, how welcoming everyone is. It's just great to feel like I'm a part of this community.
Stasha, tell us a little bit about Bay First Commitment in general. I mean, you are very involved. You're going to be in Halloween on Central again. Is that
Absolutely.
Another event? And Edge District, right? That probably is another way that you all have met. Talk mm-hmm. a little bit about the community and how welcoming it is.
Absolutely. As a community bank, we understand that we need to be available and approachable to not only women business owners, but just the community in general. And the resources within our community, you need to know where they are. You need to know sort of the rules, how to start a business. I try to teach my newest bankers when they come in that just because somebody has a lot of money, it doesn't mean that they know what to do with it. As well as the folks that don't have a lot, it doesn't mean that they don't need guidance. So we want to just collaborate and make sure that our community is aware of who's who, you know, down the street so that they can help lift each other up.
And that is what Nicole Waters does best with Amplify
yes.
Women. You are not just an annual event. Talk to us about the upcoming AI Helpful, Harmful, or Hopeful and how people can get a hold of you and also your 525 coaching, Success Amplified.
Yes, absolutely. So I was asked by the community, how do we keep this information transfer and these relationships growing beyond the summits? And so effective immediately after the summit, I started incorporating some workshops and some dinner events, really an opportunity for small groups of women to get together and have a chance to really get to know each other on a different level. You'll hear me, regardless if we're talking about 525 coaching, the Edge District, Tampa LGBT Chamber, whatever, wherever you will find me, you will find me talking about the importance of the ecosystem that we all rely on. There is no singular industry, contact, sponsor that is any more important than the next. We are part of an ecosystem that we are all very much reliant on. And you'll hear, you'll see Caroline and Stacia and myself in rooms at any given time together because we are showing up at different times, at different places for that specific purpose, is that we are all working in harmony together.
Nicole, tell our listeners where they can find out more about Amplify Women. And, of course, we will have all the links to all of these great women, Caroline and Stasha, and upcoming events. But tell us where we can find out more about Amplify Women and the upcoming events.
Yes, the best place right now is going to be Eventbrite. We are launching our new website in November that will have all of this information. But you can go to AmplifyWomenTampaBay.com. And if you're specifically looking for our events, I would say go to Eventbrite and search Amplify Women Tampa Bay. You'll see workshops that are educational as well as in-person events that we are hosting that are more experiential.
Well, Radio St. Pete hopes to be invited to do an event with you on how you can do marketing with a book and a podcast. And I want to just share that Nicole is really, she has a long journey in so many different ways. Tell us a little bit before we leave about the Edge District and your role in that, because you've done amazing things with Roger Curlin.
Yes, I have the privilege of working alongside Roger in building what I am now establishing as not just a business district, but as a residential. We are a neighborhood, and we have a number of different residential buildings that will be opening and moving people in as soon as November this year. So as the incoming president, it is my responsibility.
Kudos.
Thank you. I'm very excited to make this, first to hear, the healthiest district in St. Pete. And I am starting an initiative on October 30th where residents and business owners in the district can come out for networking. And networking is a version of networking, but you'll just take 20, 25 minutes to gather, find someone you want to get to know better, and head out walking around the district and getting to know the district better, getting to know each other better. And we will be measuring your steps. And my hope is that by the end of my term, we have achieved 1 million EDGE steps.
From your ears to the goddesses. And when we're done, I'm going to have a little bit of Caroline's brownies. But I want to say that I want to go for a walk with Nicole and Stasha and Caroline. Such fascinating women. And we look forward to having you back in studio more as we get to the holidays. Nicole, we always look forward to having you back for a podcast with us with the fabulous women that you know and that you meet and that you connect. Before we go, just share a little bit more about Amplify Women and your success coaching.
Sure. I would say mark your calendar for next August 7th and 8th. We will be hosting our summit again. And the theme is navigators of change, people who are really harnessing the change they're going through, either through life or career or family. And with 525 Coaching, we are always looking to support successful individuals in expanding their perspective and identifying any blind spots that they might have in order to achieve success.
Well, I want to thank Carolyn Madley of Mad Mama Bakes, Stasha Schrader of Bay First, and most of all, our very own Amplified Woman, Nicole Waters, and congratulations, President of the EDGE District. Until next time, I'm your host, Annette Weiser. Join us and inspire others.